We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. I want to thank all our listeners for supporting the show and being interested in entrepreneurship. We're going to continue over the next year to build the show and bring more entrepreneurs on and just continue to support what we think is a very important trend in business.
It's a great show, Jeff.
Thank you.
And really, you know, you've done a magnificent job with it.
Well, I don't think of it that way, so thank you. I'm always thinking about what's next and what we're not doing. So I want to thank, that was Peter Meyerson, my co-host, who had a vested interest in saying that as well. But nice that it comes from him.
Interest. Come on.
I guess the trick to getting Peter to be complimentary is to keep the mic on, you know?
Is the mic on or is the mic off?
Peter, we have another entrepreneur in front of us. It seems like a charming guy with no accent. Eddie,
so we've discovered.
Eddie and Sarah from It's My URLs. Hey, welcome, Eddie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Are you the founder?
Yes.
Very good. Yep. Tell us about It's My URLs.
So It's My URLs is a free service. It's web-based right now, a free service that anybody can sign up for, like Facebook, Twitter, anything like that. And what it is you sign up and you have a profile, and that profile has the links to all your other social networks. So it's a one-stop shop for people to find you everywhere. So on your Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, any other networks, or even just links that you want to put on there. If you had a link to your profile on your website about yourself, things like that. So
explain that a little more,
sure.
Because, you know, I mean, there are people out there who actually understand that, and then there are people like me who sort of get hints about it.
Sure.
So when you sign up, what's the benefit?
So the benefit is, these days, there are new social sites coming out all the time. So the hot one right now is Snapchat. For example, you hear, all you hear is, if you're in the social world, all you hear about is Snapchat, mostly the younger
generation.
Oh, my
son and daughter.
Yeah.
They're Snapchatting each other all the time with the stupidest pictures I've ever seen.
And before that, it was Instagram. Before that, it was, you know, there's just all, you know, you have a LinkedIn, you have a Twitter, and it's getting out of control. There's just, you have so many identities if you're someone who's online these days and you have all these profiles. So it's just getting messier and messier to take control of that. So what we do is we give you one profile where people can go to, and it consolidates that list. Basically.
But don't they have, when they get on your site, do they then have to make a choice about which link they pull down?
Yep.
So if they want to see the stuff that Snapchat does, they then have to click on that?
Yep.
Or
if they want to follow you on Snapchat or keep up with you, they'll click on your Snapchat link, add you, go back to It's My URLs, and then see if there's any other profiles that they want to add you on. So some people are prone to be on certain social networks. So you might be a Twitter guy. You might just, that's your thing. So you go to It's My URLs profile, you find my Twitter link, and you just add me on Twitter. And you can add me on the other networks if you want to, too, but you don't have to. Everything's available for you.
Interesting. So if I find somebody I like on Twitter, you know, I become a follower of somebody interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, let's not talk about politics, or even entertainment. Can I then follow them on other social media sites that they're on?
Yes. So we encourage our users to put their It's My URLs link in the bio section of all their social networks. So essentially they're all connected to each other within one click. So
if somebody signs up for your service, they can then follow them on all of their social media.
Right.
It's interesting. Yeah. So how do you monetize this?
We have ads on the site. Right now we have upgrades for little things like we provide our users with a QR code. I don't know how familiar you are with QR codes, but it's a little scannable.
The QR codes are those little boxes that look like a maze.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Do they change?
Yes.
So
they change per user.
They change. Well, yeah. No. Each user is an
individual.
Individual, but don't they also change for products?
They change based on the link that you apply to them. So, when you generate them, it's for a specific link or a phone number or something like that, and the black code in the middle is different. So that's how it differentiates between them. Yeah. So we have different ways for people to access that profile. we have a QR code. If you have it on your business card, like I see someone does here, I have one on mine. If you scan it, immediately there's all my social networks. You can connect with me on anything. So we have a bunch of different features. And this week, it just so happens, you know, I'm lucky that I'm on your show to promote it. But
you are lucky.
I know that, period. But we're launching our iPhone app on Friday that's been in development for about a year. So it's really came out great. We're excited.
So, Eddie, let's peel back the time capsule a little bit. And sure. Let's get a sense of your evolution into this business. Is this your first business?
No.
So tell us.
Many businesses.
Let's go back and get a sense of your history as an entrepreneur.
Sure. If you really want to go back, it started in high school. Okay, so when I figured out I had an entrepreneurial mindset was, I'd be in class and I realized that this was in the 90s, mid-90s, late 90s. A lot of the kids wanted to put in upgraded radios into their cars.
That's
right. They
didn't
like the factory radios. So they wanted.
That's where I got the weird one in my old car.
Yeah, yeah. So.
It's a true story. I have an old car. I have a 32-year-old car.
Really? Well.
It's not my main car, but yes.
Yeah, cool. So I saw a need there, and I said, okay, after school, I'd you know, put their radios in and charge them money and things like that. I started a business doing that in high school, so I was pretty much known in the school as the person that would do that for all the other students. And that was my first small little tiny venture on my own. But then after that... I started me and a couple of founders. We started a cable business, so a cable TV, you know, networking type business. Mm-hmm. So we had our own trucks. We'd go around, go up to the telephone poles, run the wires, do all that stuff. That failed miserably.
Why did it fail?
Sometimes you have to learn.
Yeah, we were new to business. We you know, didn't understand the concept of
cash flow.
Yeah, cash flow and 30-day net and, you know, accounts receivable, all that stuff. So we didn't manage it correctly, to be honest with you. We learned from it, but we didn't manage that correctly.
I tell every client, cash is oxygen.
Yep.
You don't have it, you choke to death.
You're right. You're right. It's all about the cash flow. Trying to think. There's just so many. My mind's going blank right now. We had a wireless networking business where we connect wireless net. When the wireless routers first came out.
He is a serial entrepreneur.
Yeah, no.
You're meeting the real McCoy.
No, this is great. Yeah. This is great. You don't need to go through all of them, but.
Yeah.
And so how did you come up with this concept? Yeah. What was going on at that time?
You're reading my mind.
That is scary.
So for It's My URLs, we... I went on it. So I was helping a friend manage another entrepreneurial thing we did was manage musicians. So we tried to get them deals with record labels and things like that. So one of them, a friend of ours, we were managing him.
I used to teach at Berkeley.
So oh, did you? Cool.
Copyright law.
Oh, wow.
And I stopped that.
Wow.
Because it's such a hard business. It's great school.
Yeah. And
I've known Peter a long time. That's the first I ever heard that.
Really? I got it out of you.
Wow.
So I went to Los Angeles to visit.
Were you single then?
I was probably married the first time.
Okay.
All right. Don't get him in trouble.
Let's get back to Eddie. I have too many one-liners that
he's really going to have me in real trouble here by the end of the show.
Okay.
So I went, make a short, long story short, went to Los Angeles. We had a show for him. We set up a nice show. And my friend lived out there, who's now my business partner at It's My URLs. We stayed at his place. We got ready for the show. We went to the show. He performed. And people in the crowd started giving us our, you know, their business cards because they noticed we were managing him and he was pretty good. So another artist gave me a card and he said, Eddie, check out my music when you get a chance. And I said, sure, no problem. But I looked down at the card and there was 8 to 10 different social media links on it. And I just, in my head, I said, this is just too overwhelming. I don't know where to start, first of all. And then... what if he joins a new site next week? He's going to have to print new business cards, you know, and add that site. It just didn't make much sense to me. I said, I can see this, the online presence growing and growing, and this becoming more of a problem. So there should be somewhere online that people can go, and that'll keep up with the evolution of all these profiles. And so we slept on that. I threw the idea out there. My friend, business partner now, the next morning, he woke up. He said, I couldn't stop thinking about that. That was a great idea. You know, I always come up with crazy ideas, and you know, some of them stick, some of them don't. But this one stuck in his head, and he said, we should do something with this. So we called another friend who knew about software coding and things like that, because we didn't know anything about it. And, you know, from there, that's history. He said, yeah, I can do it. And we built the first version, which was very ugly, very rough. And it took us about a year and a half by messaging one user at a time to get about 10,000 users. And from there, it kind of snowballed. But
Okay. So I'm sorry, Peter, you go.
How big is your user base?
So we...
you don't mind my asking.
Yeah. Well, the metric that we give out is how many people use our service. Right. Okay, not generally how many people signed up. So there's a difference for us.
Okay.
I'll explain it to you. So someone that signs up is someone like, we just explained, someone signs up, creates a profile, adds their links. But what our key metric is, and it's a lot bigger than the sign up one, obviously, is how many people come to the site and click on a link and go to someone's social networking profiles. That's what we're trying to do. We want to make sure people can, those are our users, the ones that come to the site, click on a link, and get to where they want to get to. So we have 50 million people a year, you know, last year, that did that.
Wow.
And that's our key metric that we like to look at as far as engagement.
So,
yeah,
we're not going to see you for a year, we'll say. You're going to come back in a year. Mm. You're going to meet with Peter and I. What are we going to see different in your business in a year from now?
Well, we should fully take over mobile. We're launching our Android app Friday, which is a big deal for us. Then, I mean, our iPhone app.
Yeah.
And Android 2 months later. And we have a bunch of new features we're adding to the service. We have a follow feature that we're adding, so you can follow other users and you know when they add new social networks to their profiles. So instead of you having to exclaim on social media that, hey, I'm on Snapchat now, all your followers on It's My URLs, when you add your Snapchat link, they'll get a notification that says, hey, Jeff is on Snapchat, here's his link, you know, things like that. So in a year from now, I think we're really going to shift to mobile. Our focus is going to be on mobile rather than the web. We've done great on the web, but we really want to make some noise on mobile.
Is there ever a time when you can have a premium service that you can charge for?
Yeah. Right now we do. We have a couple options. One of them is an upgraded QR code. I didn't get into it before, but we can actually brand your QR code. So we can put your image on it, like my business card right there. My image is actually inside of it, and it's still scannable. We can do that for any image that you have. So we have an upcharge for that.
That's a little bald guy in there?
Yeah, a little bald guy with the Woburn accent. And we also charge for removing the ads. So if you want to get rid of the ads, you can pay a yearly fee for that. So there's little things that we charge for now, but definitely we have ideas for the mobile space to have some upgrades that'll really monetize it. But we need to get some traction in mobile before we think about that.
You're going to be up and running in about 3 months?
Completely.
So why don't you come back in 3 months and tell us how it's all going?
Yeah, I will.
And we'll have Taz schedule that, and you'll come back and you'll give us an update.
Yeah sounds good.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, it's really nice to kind of think about the rhythm of the business.
Yeah.
And see how it plays out.
Yeah, it's taken time. It's taken some time. We've had a lot of sleepless nights, like any entrepreneurs in any venture, and we're shooting for the stars with this one. So we'll see how it goes.
It's great.
If someone wants to get hold of you, how would they do that?
itsmyurls.com/Eddie. E-D-D-Y.
Do you want to spell it out? Because I know what it means because I'm looking at it, but why don't you spell out It's My URLs?
Yes, yeah. It's kind of three words. So itsmyurls. And we would not have chosen that name if we knew it was going to take off this big. So but we branded it, and we've got to a pretty big point now that we're rolling with it. So thank you, guys.
Thanks for being on the show today. We really appreciate it. We're going to take a break. This is Jeffrey Davis with Peter Morrison. We'll be right back after these messages.